Giant Radio Podcast.
Grandpa Fish and the Radio. Written in Kannada by Venkataraman Gowda. Translated to English by Dr. Divaspathi Hegde. Published by Pratham Books. Once upon a time, there was a little village. In the little village was a little stream. In the stream, several families of frogs, tortoise and fish lived happily in each other's company. The fish family was the largest of them all. The fish family was also the most respected. The reason? A big fat radio that occupied pride of place in their underwater home. Grandpa Fish was the head of the fish family. He was obeyed in most things, not just by the younger fish, but also by the frog and tortoise families. But there was one thing over which he simply had no control. The family radio. Never did Grandpa Fish get a chance to listen to the news. The younger fish, frogs and tortoises simply adored the film music and would not move from the radio's side as long as it was playing. By the time he had convinced the younger ones to let him listen to the news, it was usually too late. Most often, all Grandpa Fish heard was the newscaster saying,
"And that is the end of the news."
It was very annoying. One day, Grandpa managed to convince the younger ones a little earlier than usual. Rushing to the radio, he turned into the news and heard the newscaster say,
"And before we end, the headlines once again."
The breaking news on the River Radio Network was very frightening.
"A group of humans are using a new technique to capture the maximum number of fish possible,"
said the newscaster.
"They are poisoning the water of the rivers one by one. When the fish die, the humans just trap them up all in their nets and take them away. They could be coming to your river very soon."
Grandpa Fish was stunned. He quickly relayed the information to the rest of the fish and to other river creatures. Numb with fear, everyone sat quietly, thinking about the next course of action. No one wanted to listen to film music now. Meanwhile, the daughter of the village headman came to the river to fetch some water. Grandpa Fish and the headman had been friends for a long time. Swimming quickly to the surface, Grandpa Fish informed the girl that there was an emergency.
Please tell your father to come and see me immediately," he said anxiously.
The headman came at once. Grandpa Fish first made sure his guest was comfortable and even ordered him a cup of coffee. Only then did he bring up the subject of the frightening news he had heard on the radio. Now the headman was worried too. Thinking quickly, he came up with a plan to make sure the river in his village and all the creatures in it would be safe. The headman quickly reassured the old fish and his clan.
"Don't worry, Grandpa Fish," he said. "I will see to it that you and your fellow creatures will be safe from those terrible human beings."
The younger fish, frogs and tortoises realized what a huge disaster it would have been had Grandpa Fish not listened to the news on River Radio Network that day. Ashamed of their earlier behavior, they resolved to mend their ways in the future.